Hello, everyone. Tonight, our subject is called Waiting on God. And it's in Exodus 33, 22 to 23, and verse 18. God spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. He has spent 40 days on Mount Sinai with God. He heard him speak and felt very close to God. He was sure of God. He was filled to the brim with God. Yet he asked for more. In Exodus 33:18, Moses asked God to show him his glory. He wanted every drop of God, and he wanted it now. He wanted God to come out of hiding and unveil himself totally. He wanted to see all there is of God, and he wanted to see it now. He wanted the full strength dose. A lot of Christians are like Moses. They are like him in the same way. They want rapture around the clock, colors, voices, visions, and lots of fireworks. But what God wants to give us is a quiet, steadfast joy that has the power to persist even when the realities around us turn menacing. We do not need to be frustrated if we are not regularly ecstatic. God knows how much glory we need. He will not flood our engines or fill our teacups with a fire hose. God did not show Moses his glory, but let him have a glimpse of his back, and that was enough for Moses. God said, "Thou shalt see my back, but my face or my glory shall not be seen." When the disciples begged to see the Father, Jesus answered them, "The one who has seen me has seen the Father." That should be more than enough. God is not in the business of instant growth, but he is in the business of seasoning us. To be seasoned means to be taken through the long journey and taught the continuance in small things that eventually will help us arrive to the great ones. God's desire is to season and skill a Christian before he can use him, and that takes time. In Malachi 3:3, it says he sits, the Lord, he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. God sits and has all the time to refine us, skill us, and season us. No novice will be accepted in the service of God. Why? He has not been seasoned. He has not walked the long route. He has not learned life and its twists. He has not been drilled, skilled, or molded. He has not been refined by the refiner's fire. He has not learned to love and be unloved in return. He has not been humbled by being maligned, accused, and rejected. He has poured all his efforts with no results in return. It is said that an acorn to become an oak tree needs 100 years. It has to go through long summers and fierce winters. It must endure all the frost, the snow, and the striking winds. These are rough teachers, but rugged schoolmasters develop rugged pupils. So a man, when he is reborn by the Holy Spirit, his manhood must come with years. God is waiting to be wanted, but he can only give us a glimpse of himself at a time, so we can have time to learn him, absorb him, retain him, and carry his flavor. God needs time to season us, and we must give him the time he needs to do that. It took 40 years to skill Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt. It took 13 years to develop Joseph for the throne of Pharaoh. It took God 13 years to develop David for the throne over Israel. It took God 22 years to extract Jacob out of Jacob and turn him from a grabber to a prince with God. We must be careful not to be impatient with God. when the Lord sent Moses to confront Pharaoh and ask him to let God's people go, Moses thought this was a done deal. When nothing happened and Pharaoh did not release Israel, Moses went to the Lord and he cried in Exodus 5:23, "You have not rescued your people at all." He thought God should have delivered his people from Egypt immediately. Since God did not respond that way, Moses exploded and was impatient with God. There was to be 10 more confrontations with Pharaoh before Israel is let go. We often think that God's action must be compressed into our time schedule and must be done in our way. Are we sulking Christians? Do we flare up like Moses, or pout like King Saul, or get depressed like Elijah, or take off like Jonah when God does not do it our way? The prodigal son was not "give me." That was not his sin, "give me," but his sin was "now, give me now." He could not wait for his father's time or plan, but insisted to have it now. And the result was he squandered it all. Moses sinned with impatience with God. When he struck the rock instead of speaking to it, and he lost his lifelong desire to see the land of Canaan. In James 1:4 it says, "And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." We must not pick our fruits when they are not ripened. When we do so, it is called untimely seizures. Most of us cannot wait for the fruit to ripen, but insist on plucking it while it is green. God works slowly, but surely. He is never in a hurry, but spends years working on those he expects to greatly use. He never thinks the days of preparation too long or too dull. He told Abraham, look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give. This is in Genesis 13:14-15. Now if Abraham asked the Lord, "When, Lord? When will you give me all this?" The Lord's answer would have been, 430 years later. How awesome is that? It took God 6 days to create the world, but it took him 430 years to create and build a nation. God will only act when his purpose is mature and the time is ripe, not before. We cannot afford to seize green opportunities lest we dishonor God. Let us look at the examples who seized their fruits in an untimely manner. When Moses tried to save Israel immaturely, ahead of God's schedule, he blundered and failed. When David tried to build the temple of God in his own timing, the Lord told him that he had already chosen Solomon to do it. When Moses struck the rock instead of speaking to it, he blundered. Now let us look at the examples of those who waited for God's timing and succeeded. Deborah, who was previously skilled and developed for years when God asked her to win the battle for him against Midian, she did. When Caleb required a man to win the battle for him against the Anakims, Othniel came forth, who was already skilled, seasoned, and developed previously. When Moses called to save Israel from the Egyptian slavery and lead them into Canaan, he was developed, seasoned, and skilled for 40 years in the back of the desert. Paul was moved to Arabia after he got saved for 3 years to be skilled before he took the world by storm. And Jesus skilled, seasoned, and developed the disciples for 3.5 years in order to turn the world upside down. Some Christians want it all. They want it all and they want it now. But God builds us with precept upon precept, slowly and surely, until we are developed to do his work. We can only retain as much as God scoops for us. The rest will go to waste. That is why our infinite God sees to it that we get a little bit at a time of his glory so we can hold it in forever. Are we patient enough to wait for God to skill us and refine us to fulfill his calling? He has all the time in the world. It is waiting that makes us able to mount up with wings as eagles. When God wants to fill a man and skill a man, watch his methods and how much time he needs. God is never in a hurry, but is willing to spend years with those he expects to greatly use. In order for God to ready his instruments, he spends years to empower them, and at that appointed moment, they shall rise equal to their task. The hardest ingredient in our walk is waiting. Israel had to wait 7 years to conquer Canaan. We must not have impatient hearts and dive into action ahead of the Lord. We always fear that God's timing will be too late. And instead of rushing, we must wait and set our time with His. We must not expect instant growth or instant knowledge, but we must expect to sit at His gates and wait upon him to see what he will say to us. The years of waiting drag their weary ways through many dull and hopeless agony. God must burn his lessons into the depth of our hearts, and when we are ready, we will be called to a place of higher service. Let us therefore be careful to wait and learn all the lessons in the school of sorrow, knowing that God sits as a refiner and purifier to purge us and mold us into his image. He takes plenty of time, and he is willing to wait on us as long as it takes to be made perfect. Every moment, the great refiner waits to add more beauty and more strength to us for a higher place in his kingdom. Shouldn't we wait for him to finish the work on us? Amen.